Welcome back to Connecting Faith. Thanks for listening today. Well, talking to Lisa Harper about her book, The Sacrament of Happy, I highly encourage you to get a copy of this book just to hear how much God loves and cares about you, even if you're going through something that is incredibly stressful or feel like you've lost your joy. In fact, our next clip is a conversation that I had a bit ago with a Lori Wallen, who has a special needs child and was just talking about how stressful it is and how you feel like you've lost your joy when you're going through something that is quite traumatic, but she also has some wise comments on how to get that joy back by focusing on God.
I have four daughters. One of them is going to be 14 in 2 weeks, and her little sister, biologically her sister, they're both adopted, is 13. So I've got two 13-year-olds right now for the next few weeks. It's a whole new set of special needs to raise teenagers, so yes. It's a different layer for us. But so I have those two, and then biologically ours, we have a 10 and a 7-year-old daughter as well, and we have had a long journey. Our oldest daughter demonstrated that she was going to have some really intense special needs early on. We were not fortunate to get her autistic spectrum diagnosis until about 2 years ago. So we were working through on, you know, half the story for a lot of the time. And she's also schizophrenic and has learning disabilities, visual impairment. And then the second one, her biological sister, is she's actually missing about a quarter of her frontal lobe in her brain and has epilepsy and is incontinent. So she's a normal kid with a lot of not normal going on. And then the younger two, we call our third one really normal because she has ADHD. It's just like, that's straightforward for us. But they're wild and they fight like sisters will, and they love like sisters will, and they are 11-hour days for me to care for.
Well, a lot of your book deals with not only what the children might be dealing with, but really addresses what parents are dealing with. And you obviously have a real heart for parents who are raising children, all kinds of children, but children specifically with special needs. Tell me a little bit about that and how God really moved in your heart to say, hey, I think maybe he's telling me what I can help other parents with as well.
I think that's one of the biggest gifts that most parents who have kids with disabilities will say, is that the community that builds within the, you know, among the groups of people that they find that God brings into their life, who also are raising kids who are a little more than they expected in lots of ways, that is the best part of it. And that's what makes meaning out of it, is how can we share the things that have been hard? What have we found that works? And how do we be together in the middle of what's nuts, you know, from an outside perspective a lot of times? So I, from the early times with my daughters, was being asked to speak at MOPS groups and women's retreats at my church and that kind of thing, because people saw this is just a different kind of a path. How is God doing this in you? And so I've seen since the beginning of being a parent that that's one of the biggest gifts in raising kids like ours, is to be able to share with other people. And I had gotten to a place, once we got our youngest daughter, she had a lot of psychiatric issues and ended up in a residential psychiatric group home for 20 months between 8 and 10 years old. And she pushed us to the limit. I felt unraveled. I was wrecked as a mom. There was nothing I could do that would help her. There was no parenting technique, no therapy, no, you know, regional center support, nothing that we were bringing in, and we were doing 20, 30 hours a week on her behalf was helping. And there's a place as a parent where you just feel like this is, something's got to give, and it feels like it's me, and I need to find life again, and I need to figure out what God's speaking to me as a person. I've lost myself in this. And when I got to that place is when I started thinking about this book and the idea of engaging God about the things that we're almost going to give up on, that we're almost losing hope about, and can he in flight repair us as parents, and how do we do that soar on wings like eagles thing with God when we are, you know, 10 feet under a pile of soiled laundry and a bunch of therapy appointments? So it was clear to me that sharing was one of the keys to that. So that's how that started.
Well, and your book really kind of gives parents a permission to get off that treadmill of going, 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 and doing, 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 even though you say those things still need to be done and you still need to go to all of those places. You do give parents permission to say, hey, I need some some time to refill myself as well.
Oh, yeah. And we have to do it in ways that are non-traditional. Just everything about our families is non-traditional. So how can we expect to get, you know, a full 24-hour Sabbath out of a week? You know, it's going to be a non-traditional Sabbath. It's going to be 5 minutes of Sabbath with our favorite scented candle. It's going to be, you know, 30 seconds of Sabbath doing some deep breathing, learning how to meditate on the word with physiological tools, you know, about meditation. And how do we, like, plan sunshine into our days and take, you know, the kinds of essential oils or whatever we need to take care of ourselves. It's going to be these little Sabbaths that we end up learning how to take so that we can keep going.
You know, I remember when I had my first child and what a strange feeling that was to realize that my life is now forever not mine. And I kind of went into that kicking and screaming. And when you're saying that, what you were just saying about Sabbath, I remember just pounding my hand against the desk and saying, but I want my hour to be in the Word. I want my time in the morning. And my husband's saying, well, that ship has sailed. You've got 15 minutes. And I'm just wondering if you went through something similar like that when you realized, okay, I need to change the way I'm viewing the life as it was, my life as it was, and embracing this life as it is now.
Yeah, and it really becomes our get out of the boat, like Peter, kind of a moment. It is the, here's what I understand as a believer is part of my health and life and abundance with God. I know that I need time with Him. I know that I need to seek Him on a regular basis. It looks like this to me right now, but are we willing to step out of that and into what feels like uncertain liquid ground beneath our feet and listen to the Bible for 20 minutes in the car as we're driving the kids around? Are we willing to have worship music be our primary source of fellowship with Him for a season when we've got a colicky kid or with a child who's, you know, there was a season where we were in and out of neurology and urology, and I couldn't take my daughter anywhere for a while because of her wetting and soiling issues. And I felt like housebound and I can't get to Bible studies and church and that kind of thing. And it was a matter of listening to Scripture. It was a matter of letting it wash over me and soak over. And you get out of this structured, I know what it means to relate with God sort of place, and you start to ask God, what does it mean to relate with you? And that's a whole different place. And it brings us to a, it's scary and it's weird and it's exhilarating.
Well, that was Lori Wallen and her book, Getting Your Joy Back, Banishing Resentment and Reclaiming Confidence in Your Special Needs Family. Lori has so much wonderful wisdom about how to balance, like she was talking about, just this need to be filled and to worship and to spend time with God, and yet all of the needs that you have for your family.